these stories out of Nevada interest me, having lived in Las Vegas for a time. You're always looking for familiar names, aren't you?
That may be it. Maybe the back of my head.
That's the guy that threatened to bust my kneecaps. Oh, okay. Yeah,
but certain stories just have a ring to them. And here we go, out of Elko, Nevada, the body of a missing Reno man. The body of a missing Reno man has been found on an Indian reservation that straddles the Idaho-Nevada border. Elko County Sheriff says the body of 58-year-old Peter Carl Braun was found Wednesday afternoon about 11 miles north of the Nevada border on the Duck Valley Indian Reservation. Braun of Sun Valley was last seen Sunday afternoon at a McDonald's restaurant on the Mountain City Highway. He was staying at the Thunderbird Motel in Elko.
You know what's tragic about the story already?
The way I'm reading it?
No, his last meal was at McDonald's.
Yeah. Let's see what's on the dollar menu. I've gambled everything away. I got a $1.20.
Well, we got to be more respectful. You got to be more respectful.
But I love this sentence. He was staying at the Thunderbird Motel in Elko and was gambling at the Scotman's Hotel and Casino over the weekend. He's like it was his mission.
Yeah,
I'm gambling over there.
And
you take a little break here, go over to the Thunderbird, get a little nap.
Yeah, when things go south, boy, they really go south in a hurry, don't they? Last meal at McDonald's and somebody whacked him.
Authorities were in. Now it takes a turn here, and we see what happened. Authorities are questioning 33-year-old Winston Kelly after finding him asleep in Braun's bloody pickup truck.
Ah, clue. the cops from Reno 911 could solve that.
The flashlight, they're up to their temple.
There's a lot of blood in here, Bob. You think something might have happened?
Jeez.
Look, there's a McDonald's bag.
We got a Happy Meal.
Let's end it right there. Let's end it right there.